Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We have a nice, cool day here in the state of Minnesota, and I can suspect that within just a couple months here, we're going to have it, we'll be calling it Minnesota. No joke, right? Anybody that lives in the Midwest knows exactly what I'm talking about. Also wanted to let you know, too, real quick, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just giving you information as to what's going on right now, we have the Minnesota State Fair going on August 24th to September 4th. And, friends, we are on the bottom level of the grandstand. If you're not in Minnesota, come see us. We have one of the greatest state fairs in the United States of America, or so I'm told. But I do know for us, Luke 19:10 comes to my aid. And what does that say? Seek and save that which is lost. Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, that when you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. What an opportunity we have, folks. There's literally 2 to 3 million people that will pass through the Minnesota State Fair every year. We're the only ministry doing what we're doing there. Okay? They got a bunch of dinosaurs there, men that are dead in their sin, 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm talking about one of the outlets where you can go have them pray for you. And there's nothing wrong with prayer within itself, friends, but you know what? The fact of the matter is your prayers even cursed concerning those that turn their ear from hearing God's moral law, and you can find that in Proverbs 28. The whole chapter is fantastic. Read it. We're giving them the full gospel. The Bible is clear when it tells us that false balance is an abomination, and we are holding to the word of God in balance. That's what we should be doing, and that's what we're doing there. So we're on the bottom floor at the Minnesota State Fair in the grandstand on the east end, three rows in. Okay, we'll be there for the next 10 days, I believe. I don't have a calendar in front of me. I just know that we're on hyperdrive right now, doing all that we're doing, about a 3-hour round trip every day, getting the crews down there, getting them back home, getting them over to the hotel, keeping them supplied. Please come out and say hello to us. We would love to see you. We'd love to meet you. Again, we are at the Minnesota State Fair up until September 4th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Again, on the bottom floor of the grandstand, east end, three rows in. Do come out and see us, okay? Also wanted to let you know, too, in October 14th, 15th, and 16th, we also have another day set up. I believe they're working on another one. We're going to be in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona area, as well as in that of October 21st, we're going to be in, Bridgeton, Missouri. I'm one of the main speakers along with Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, if you've ever heard of him. We're going to be doing the Constitutional Convention, and we're looking forward to that. So lots coming up. If you'd like to check out the schedule, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the schedule. You'll find us there. Real quick, I want to show you a video concerning what's going on. A lot of people, if you're not listening to us over the weekend, I know that we have a lot of affiliates listening to us live right now. now across the country, weekend listeners, so I want to get you caught up as to what's going on. But a lot of people, a lot of listeners have requested, and a lot of viewers have requested that we stay on top of the Maui issue as to what's going on over there, and just keeping people abreast as to what is in fact happening, because we know that FEMA, this is no joke, FEMA actually, if you're looking on social media platforms right now, you'll see this clearly, FEMA orders surfaces for full media blackout of Maui disaster images. And I believe you're going to understand why after I show you some of these videos and that you can hear some of these videos. I'm going to go to the governor, the mayor. Folks, this has all the earmarks of a false flag. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it concerning Maui. So with that said, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, but stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Last week, I highlighted the fact that The Simpsons have predicted over 32 different happenings. And I played the video for you, which only goes back to what Roosevelt said in the 30s. He said, there's nothing in politics that's not first planned, which defines out to be conspiratorial, which the Bible talks about continuously, friends. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that The Simpsons also predicted the Hawaii fires. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I'm going to show this to you so you can see for yourself as to how these things are being scripted before they happen. And it's not anybody prophesying, friends. This is all pre-scripted garbage, so you can understand what, in fact, is happening in Maui and how it's all been predicted once again for the 32nd time by The Simpsons, which used to be called Life in Hell, by the way. Check this out. Interesting. Okay. Don't know why, but we're not getting any sound on that, so we're just going to go ahead and replug that. And I'm going to play this again. Hang on a second. Just have a little bit of a problem here. Check this out.
Here we come. Ananakuli Makawani Anaona Nanalula Wa Hawaii.
Hawaii? What about Hawaii? Mao? Who's going to Hawaii? Am I going to Hawaii?
Stop saying Hawaii in there.
A massive concave reflective surface. It will focus the sun's beam in a deadly red.
Yeah, so what they're doing right now is they're basically making light of it, but they're predicting actually what they are responsible for doing. And they're using energy weapons, friends. When I show you real videos, you're going to see that it's not a joke. It's actually what is starting the fires over in Maui, okay? Just hang on a second. Don't jump the gun. Don't start calling me a conspiracy theorist until you see for yourself. It's been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. How much more a two-minute video so you can see exactly what's going on, so you can also come to the conclusion as to why FEMA is trying to do a massive media censorship as to what's taking place there. Let's go back to The Simpsons. These are energy weapons starting the fires. This is all The Simpsons predicting all of this. It just... Now it shows the energy weapons killing and then starting the fires. They're also called lasers on the cartoon. Now a guy commits suicide. Now it shows the disaster in
First off,
Hawaii.
I'd like to thank the good people at Tianjin Smelting and Mining and Donuts and Tops for neutralizing our wonderful, deadly new log land.
Okay, so just to show you that Hawaii was predicted, they're mocking energy weapons. That's, in fact, what they're using to start these fires. And they're showing you the disaster that FEMA means to censor. I'm going to come right back to this, and you can hear for yourself from the mayor and the governor, friends, as to what's going on there.
Ready to set fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. There is a lot of new stuff here for people to see, mister. There's nothing new for you to see here. You have to tell people things over and over and over again because of the fact that criminals do what they do, and they depend upon the short-term memories of those that they need to control. So, again, let's not talk out of turn here, friends. I want to show you, I just highlighted the fact that The Simpsons predicted the 32nd time happenings years before it took place. They predicted the fires and the energy weapons that were used to start the fires, which just took place in Maui. And I'm showing you on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Hollywood Reporter, they went after me a couple times too, so that's all good. But now they're blurting the truth out in their confusion and telling you the truth that The Simpsons, 31 times the Fox comedy successful, predicted the future. Now remember, friends, I want you to remember the source of all this. Read John 8:44 and you'll understand. Simpsons was started in Minnesota on the back of a paper called City Pages. Filthy from the first page to the back. And it used to be called Life in Hell. Okay, that paper does not exist anymore. Obviously, we can see that they're using The Simpsons to predict future events. And go back to what I said during the first segment, that it was Roosevelt that said back in the 30s that nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Well, they predicted Donald Trump's presidency back in 2002. The list goes on. Fires, deaths. They predicted the death of Queen Elizabeth to the very year. It's just pretty crazy what they have predicted, and it coming to pass, perfectly as to how they predicted. It's because they're pre-planning all of this. They're scripting these crises, and the list goes on. They even predicted Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance. And again, it's just so obvious as to what's taking place here, friends, that we cannot deny what is in fact happening right before us. The winner of the Nobel Peace Prize was all predicted. Some of the videos are taken down. And then it goes again on and on. 32 different times they have predicted happenings as to what has already come to pass. Again, I just wanted you to see that for yourself. I just highlighted The Simpsons. Now what I want to do is I want to show you, and I don't want to have to go through all of this, but I do want people, especially my weekend friends, to get caught up as to what is in fact happening. We know that after these Maui fires, right, were started, and they were started, we had seen videos, I played videos, of the homeowners on their security systems seeing flashes of light. And it gets better than that, though, friends. Ear witnesses and eyewitnesses said that there was bombs going off. That's the energy weapons that are being used to start these fires. We know that they were talking about a land grab. We know that Oprah Winfrey, in fact, is one that is buying up a lot of the land. Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum have been talking about blaming it on climate change. The day before these fires took place in Maui, they reported chemtrails being sprayed down on that little island like they've never seen before. We have all of that evidence, all of it, okay? We also know that they were talking about climate change to be used as the excuse to steal away the land. We also know that FEMA was sent in, and we've seen this with Oklahoma City bombing. We've seen this with the Davidian branch out in Waco, Texas. We've seen this with, the list goes on. In every major investigation, these organizations, unconstitutional, and some of these agencies have been brought in right away to do what? We find out later on, Mandela Bay shooting in Las Vegas. Oh my goodness, friends, again, the list goes on. Columbine shooting, anything major that takes place. In New Mexico, do you remember when they found that, that little jihadi camp where they were raising teenagers up because they wanted to get them into public schools so they could commit massive massacres and committed jihad in public high schools? And then the FBI, we had the sheriff on, and he came in and said it was the FBI that came in and basically covered up the whole investigation and destroyed all the evidence. That's why they send these organizations in, friends, because they're the fox in the chicken coop, and they want to control the narrative at every given turn. I just showed you online on social media platforms, friends, where FEMA came in, and they didn't want any information leaked from without. We also know that many of the reporters in Maui or in Hawaii itself are being censored. They don't want any of that information coming back into the mainland because they don't want people to figure out what in fact is going on. Again, friends, it's happening right in front of our face. Again, what I'm sharing with you right now is just the tip of the iceberg as to what's going on in Maui, okay? And we got to understand what's going on. Those people right now need our help, okay? We don't need to be silent right now. They need our help right now. I want to go over and I want to show you how corrupt the governor is in this state, who is doing the biddings of Klaus Schwab, the one that's trying to establish a Fourth Reich through the World Economic Forum, okay? Right on cue. I want you to listen carefully concerning the land grab. Okay, listen to what he says.
I'm already thinking about ways for the state to acquire that land.
I'm already thinking of ways for the state to acquire that land.
Workforce housing, to put it back into families, or to make it open spaces in perpetuity as a memorial to people who were lost.
Okay, so now he's talking about a memorial for open spaces, but the fact of the matter is a stumbling block there is the people that live in Maui, and they already understand that realtors have already tried to come in and buy the land, and because they will not... those that have been grandfathered into those particular towns like Lahaina in Maui, they will not sell their land, so they need to actually create a crisis so they can get them off their land so that they can actually end up selling their land. And guess who they're selling their land to? Oh, just hang on a second. It gets better.
We want this to be something that we remember after the pain passes as a magic place. And Lahaina will rebuild. The tragedy right now is the loss of life. The buildings can be rebuilt over time.
The loss of life. Keep in mind, friends, those that were putting the fires out with their own water supply, their own hoses and the gist, the government came in and shut down all the water. Okay. Also keep in mind the individual that was responsible for setting off the sirens to warn the people of Maui concerning what was going on. He failed to set the sirens off. At every given turn, friends, people stood down. They did the right thing as to how they can make gain from the crisis. The people were shut off from the outside. People from the outside could not bring supplies to these people because the government said so. I'm sorry, I thought the government worked for the people. They do. That's what the American people have forgotten.
Even the banyan tree may survive, but we don't want this to become a cleared space where then, yes, people from overseas just come and decide they're going to take it. The state will take it.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, and that's exactly what is, in fact, happening. Now what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and take a look at how the people responded to the mayor, okay? Of course, the mainstream media was there. They were trying to drive the narrative, and one faithful resident in Maui started to pipe up concerning what was going on with this mayor. And, of course, the mayor, in his little Marxist mind, his little devilish mind, the first thing he does is respond with, well, if you want it to end right now, we can do this. But the way that this resident responded even to that was fantastic, friends. The Lord is not going to be straightened. He's going to have his way one way or another as all things do come to the light. Luke 12:2. Check this out.
Richard Bisson checked in on West Maui residents this afternoon and helped deliver food at the Lahaina Gateway distribution site. The mayor also held a media availability, and things got heated when one resident interjected.
Process slowed down, and also all the names that have been announced so far have been open. Are there children that have been found, and is there any hesitance to announce that?
Asking the question if children have been found.
I don't know.
He said, I don't know.
How many children are missing?
And then one guy in the back, a resident, says, yes, you do know.
You know.
I need the answer to that. I would be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate as to how many children are missing?
I guess we can end this right now.
Yeah, he said, okay, so once the questions became real and they weren't softballs given unto him by the useful idiots in the mainstream mockingbird media under the CIA's control, he said, we can end this right now. Americans, when are you going to figure out that your mainstream media, which, by the way, a brand new poll came out, said 94% of the people don't believe them. Well, here's another reason why you don't believe them, you say. Right? He says, because a real question's thrown to him, he said, we can end this right now. We continuously see this. The narrative is always driven by the same people in this country, friends. 95% of your information is driven by the same corporations. Right? The best way to control the opposition is to control it ourselves. What about the narrative? Of course. That's what they're doing. Let's go back to the mayor in Maui.
It always takes one or two.
Yeah. Now what he's doing is the guy that's asking the real questions, the resident that has every right in the world to ask the question, the mayor now says, and he retorts back to what he knows, it always takes one or two to ruin it for the rest of us. I'll tell you what, those daddies and mommies there that have kids that are missing, he better wise up and start responding accordingly, because it's probably not going to fare with him if he keeps playing with the lives of the innocent in Maui. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play the rest of it for you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Legendary game show host Bob Barker has died at the age of 99. The longtime host of The Price is Right died peacefully at home Saturday morning. Barker hosted The Price is Right from 1972 until he retired in 2007.
Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
In 1998, the studio where The Price is Right was taped was renamed Bob Barker Studio. Civil rights leaders are marking the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march on Washington. Organizers say an estimated 75,000 people are taking part in today's rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Recent Canadian wildfire smoke is blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where the wildfire smoke enveloped the region. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You know what I love about the show? And I love about the facts is that no matter what anybody says, you're hearing it from them that are responsible for doing it and or saying it or both. We always back it up with the facts by letting you hear what they have to say. Okay, I want to go back on this, and I want you to see this, because this is how they operate, and I've seen it over and over and over again. Matter of fact, every time we do an event, we have to film the event, because we know how the media lies, and in many cases, when I do events, they've already had the narrative written. Before I say a word, I'm not even making it up. Sometimes they don't even ask me anything. They just have the narrative set. I'm in the paper on the front page, and everybody's mad at Bradley Dean, or they love Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, we as Christians are supposed to preach in such a fashion where they either hate their sin, 1 John 3:4, transgressions of God's moral law, Exodus 20. They either hate their sins or they hate the preacher. There is no in-betweenites. Jesus said either you're hot or you're cold. If you're in-between and you're lukewarm, there is no in-betweenites, he said. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth in Revelation 3, verse 19. Read the whole chapter. And then he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. So, anyways, I'm saying that to say this, friends. You can't trust a thing these people say. And what's crazy about it is they act like they don't, they act, and I'm talking about the useful idiots in the mainstream media, as if they're not on the same boat. And they don't understand that they're only being used and they're expendable. You know, again, I've said that 1,000 times. I got to keep repeating that until people get it in them, into their heads and their hearts. If I lie, steal, kill for somebody, do you not think for one moment they're going to end up doing the same thing to me? Yes, they will. Hey, that's what sin does. You go ahead and take a hold of it, right? And it takes a hold of you. Sin keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay, and it's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. And it just may be your eternity that we're talking about here. That's why the message here is repent. I want to go back to Maui now, and I want you to listen carefully. This is what happens when softballs are not thrown at these politicians. What we're finding is the governor and the mayor are just as corrupt as those that are paying them, because you know that they're extorted, paying them to continuously drive a narrative that is untrue at every given step. And here we have, on audio, video, a resident piping up and calling him out for who he is. And pay attention to what it retorts to it. It's always the same thing. Well, it's always one or two that ruins it for the rest of us. Wait a second. He asked you a real question. And you, sir, are obligated to answer it to your said employer. We do not work for you. You work for us. Answer the question. Okay? Again, this is what it looks like when it's taken out of the hands of the mainstream media when someone asks a real question. I don't want to take off all the information, friends, and I don't want to get you distracted from the point that we're trying to make here neither. But again, it just bothers me when I see this, and I see it all the time, that they're used to scripted questions and they already know the answers. Well, this is what happens when they're not scripted. There's the mayor.
The process slowed down, and also all the names that have been announced so far have been altered.
Are there children being found?
Obviously, just be a different level of heartbreak.
I don't know.
I was yes, you do. How many children are missing? You know.
I don't need the answer to that. I'd be happy to answer that.
You have no estimate of how many children are missing?
I guess we can end this right now.
We can end this right now is his answer. We can end this right now. Why would he rush to say we can end this right now? Because it's unscripted. And again, this resident has every right in the world to ask real questions. Where are the kids? He's lucky this is how nice this man's being to him, to be quite honest with you. See, and notice he's looking, notice how he's looking to the mainstream media as useful idiots to help him out of this mess. Okay? And what he's doing is he's trying to browbeat this resident into submission, but it doesn't work.
Well, we can say that about you. You ruined it for everyone.
You're
welcome to say it. You're the media. You can say whatever you want.
You're a disaster.
All right. Okay.
You've been the worst mayor we can possibly imagine.
You've been the worst mayor we can possibly imagine.
This is the most dismal response we ever have.
Dismal response.
You want to shout over these guys or legit?
And notice how he accused him of shouting. Did anybody hear this man shouting? How many times I've been accused of that? He's shouting. If I'm shouting, I'm shouting. There's no doubt about it. But if I'm not, don't say I am, and I'll be the first one to tell you that I am. A lot of times it comes because I'm a drummer and I can't always hear everything the way I should, right? Yeah, can't help that.
Why don't you give him the real answers?
Why don't you give him the real answer?
That's not his question.
Let him.
So he's trying to play the victim when in fact he's the responsible party to oversee and give answers to the people. Okay, we've seen that. Did anybody see this? And this is all out there. And folks, keep in mind, I chew up the meat and I spit out the bones. I'm very careful about what we put out there unless I can verify it. I've got friends from Maui telling me what's going on. I've got friends in Honolulu telling me what's going on and that they're being censored and what in fact is really taking place, and the mainstream media is playing it down in the mainland here. We always want to verify it, okay? And that's what we're doing here. But has anybody been paying attention to the fact that where these fires took place? Anybody pay attention to the fact that everything burns but what's blue? I'll say that again. Everything burns but what is blue. What are you talking about? Well, I'm going to play this for you. Listen carefully. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Check this out. They're showing all the cars that are burnt up, and the ones that weren't touched were the blue ones. Now it's showing an energy weapon, a laser, burning green, red, and yellow colors, and it does nothing to the blue. Okay? Okay, now what I'm doing is I want you to see these. I want you to see these, friends. They are energy weapons that are clearly seen on screen. These energy weapons are clearly being seen on the screen. Okay? It just showed two different images of it, perfectly straight down from the clouds. It's almost like something you would see in a Marvel movie. Okay? Back in the 2000s, the beginning of the 2000s. But there is no question as to what is starting these fires. Okay? They are energy weapons. Again, look at the videos. You can see for yourself. I don't have to talk you into what others can talk you out of. Look for yourselves and see the weapons that are being used to start these fires. And they were very specific. By the way, we've seen this in California a couple years ago. People were trying to figure out why houses were being decimated and leveled. And certain parts were completely destroyed, and things that were right next to it weren't even touched. So the parameters being used within these weapons is very specific. Okay? I'm going to go on here. No question as to what we're looking at, friends. These are energy weapons starting these fires. Now, here's another one. This one's kind of different because you're seeing the energy weapons consistent. It's like someone taking a laser and literally just kind of going back and forth over people's homes. And they're not stopping until the fires are started. This is all on film. See, they never expect that the people will have it within their grasp to have the truth of the matter and the facts of the matter in hand. Well, they lost again, friends, every time. Every single time.
That's crazy!
Yep. So, again, it's showing that there's weapons coming from the sky starting these fires. It's still playing, friends. These are all different scenarios, different happenings in Maui here. Okay? And they want to tell you that it's global warming that is starting these fires. Okay? Okay, so I played that one. Now, check this one out, folks. Just covering on the topic of Maui right now. I want you to pay attention to this, too. So I just showed you that they're using energy weapons. No doubt about it. I told you that FEMA wants a massive blackout when it comes to the media concerning what took place in Maui. Ask yourself the question why that is. By the way, FEMA is an unconstitutional agency. Okay? But they're being sent in to do what? They're the fox in the chicken coop to what? Cover up the evidence. I'm not saying in every given scenario. How many whistleblowers have we had come out concerning issues that we've been lied about by the mainstream media only to find out that the ones that were going in were in fact there to cover up the investigation over and over again? Okay? Doing my job here, folks, reproving the darkness by being the light, Ephesians 5:11. Now what I want to do is I just also showed you a laser going over red and green and yellow, and when that laser, that energy weapon, touched the blue, it stopped. It did no harm whatsoever to the blue, okay? Now what I'm going to show you here, friends, is a video. In the video, the question is, why the heck are celebs all painting their Maui properties the same weird shade of blue? Hey, folks, Bill Gates has a mansion in Maui. Was never touched. Julia Roberts has a mansion in Maui. Was never touched. Oprah Winfrey has a mansion in Maui, wants to buy up all this land. That's what she's doing right now. She's capitalizing off of this said a global climate change disaster. Guess what they all have in common? Oh, I forgot Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and all these others, friends, Angelina, Johnny. So, I mean, the whole list goes on of all these wealthy people. All of the top of their homes are blue, and guess what? Not one blade of their grass was singed. Not one blade of their grass was singed. All of their homes are painted blue. I'm going to show you that video on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, just keeping everybody abreast as to what's going on in Maui right now, because the mainstream media is silent on this for the most part. People from Maui and Hawaii are reaching out to us saying, can you keep this out there? People don't know what's going on. It's being censored. Again, there it is, that big word, censored. Freedom of speech is the bulwark to our freedom. That's what they're censoring illegally, friends, and they need to be held accountable, every single one of them. But what are they censoring? They're censoring the fact that all of this land and all of the stuff that I talked about during the last segment and the segment before that, this has all been teed up, friends. This has all been teed up. No question about it. Why? Because they want that land. That those that have been grandfathered in Maui will not give up. Hey, folks, I just highlighted how a laser, an energy weapon, will go over certain colors and it will destroy it. It will set it on fire. A laser, okay? Red, green, yellow, orange, but when it touches blue, it stops. Here, this is what I'm going to play for you. Obama's house, his mansion, right, this foreigner that sold you out over 1,163 times, has a mansion in Maui. The top of his house is painted blue. The Clintons, I don't need to say anything about those little Marxists, right? Little devils, just look to their fruit, Matthew 7:16. They have a mansion in Maui. Their house is colored blue. Tom Hanks, you know, the guy that's being called out by his own son now for trafficking people, kids, right? I mean, as if it takes a genius to figure out who Tom Hanks is, right? He's got a mansion in Maui. His house is painted blue. Ellen DeGeneres, okay, a lesbian who's been given her own television show. That's amazing how that works due to the fact that it's a felony in every state of our union called Crimes Against Nature. She's got a mansion in Maui. Her house is blue. Her roof is blue. Kid Rock has one there. Oprah has one there. And I want you to see for yourself, because there's a ton of celebrities, as they call themselves. Let's just call them for what they are. The group of the deceived. That's what they are, okay? These are the people that bowed down to Satan, Matthew 4:9, and said, yes, we will worship thee, and you'll give us all of what you have as you promised you would, expecting the devil to keep his promise. Well, that is until they meet their judge, where every knee will bow and profess and confess that my big brother, Jesus Christ, is Lord, period. 2 Corinthians 10, okay? 5:10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Hebrews 9:27. Revelation 21 verse 8. Start there, friends. Where all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to give an answer to him for everything we have done and everything that we haven't done. Okay? Ecclesiastes 12:13 also comes to my aid right now. Read those. I want you to see this. The question is, this is by the tax advocate, okay? Why the heck are the celebs all painting their Maui properties the same weird blue? Okay? Observe for yourself.
Why the heck are celebs all painting their Maui properties the same weird shade of blue? Rumors have swirled since October 2022 about Lahaina's elite painting their homes a unique shade of blue. Not just any blue, mind you, but an exact shade. Sounds like a quirky celeb trend, right? But what if there's more to it? Let's delve into the science of lasers, or as they're ominously termed, dews. Why? Because there's something interesting about a specific shade of blue in these energy beams. Here's the science. Certain energy rays interact differently with various colors on the spectrum. Some colors are more resistant or reflective, protecting underlying materials from harm. Remember those untouched umbrellas amidst the Lahaina devastation? Skyscraping trees untouched by disaster can be explained away. But how do you justify these seemingly invincible umbrellas? They're not just any umbrellas. They're blue. That exact shade of blue. Is there a connection between this specific royal blue shade, possibly dubbed the Mother Mary blue, and the dews? Could Lahaina's celebrities have insider knowledge?
Of course.
Giving their homes a blue sheet? Why the heck are...
Okay, so, I mean, we can sit there and play stupid about it, too, if we want to, but that doesn't make any sense, because, again, I have videos past conspiracies, like, for example, 81%. Of the American people do not believe that Oswald shot Kennedy. Did you know that? And I'm not going to get into that whole thing. Did you know, now that I'm talking about it, and I did not plan this, but did you know that Johnson's mistress, President Johnson's mistress, came out... obviously, after Johnson was dead, after Kennedy was assassinated, and by the way, Robert Kennedy Jr. knows this, but she came out and told the world that he was, in fact, responsible for having insider information. You know what? Here, let me just prove a real quick point, since it came up, and I want you to hear this for yourself.
Brings to light.
This is Johnson's... mistress. She had a kid with Johnson, and I want her to tell you what so many already think, but they're just afraid to be called a conspiracy theorist, when in fact there's nothing nothing about a conspiracy theory involved. It is in fact a conspiracy. This is just Kennedy alone. We can go down through the rows of scenarios and conspiracies that the government has been responsible for in this country. And we can expose them from Oklahoma City bombing to September 11th to Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas shooting to Columbine. Folks, there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said there was up to 5 to 6 shooters in Columbine. And no wonder when you look at all the film, friends, that's being delivered up to the people, it's all redacted. I mean, it's not just some isolated incident. When it's a real event, they don't have to keep going behind it and prop it up to try to convince a new generation of the lies that they're trying to tell you. Just go ahead and check this out, folks. This is insane. It really is.
Dallas that holds one of the darkest secrets in our history and brings to light an ugly nightmare.
Listen to this.
Lyndon Johnson told me, because he was angry, that after that day, that the Kennedys would never embarrass him again. That was no threat. That was a promise.
2 weeks at before Kennedy was assassinated.
Madeline Brown says the unthinkable. That Vice President Lyndon Johnson knew of the doom awaiting President Kennedy even before an assassin's bullet found its mark.
What did Lyndon Johnson tell you about the Kennedys? What were his thoughts?
Oh, he hated them with a passion. They were stumbling blocks to him. He had always sought the presidency of the United States, and John Kennedy definitely had become a stumbling block to him.
Madeline Brown is a woman acknowledged in many circles as a long-term mistress of the late President Johnson's and mother of his illegitimate son, Stephen.
I was his mistress, but actually I was his other family. We were just the hidden family that Steve and I never did share publicly with him.
Madeline Brown's scandal was one of the worst-kept secrets in Texas.
Romney, you are an ignorant human being.
A stunning inference that Lyndon Johnson was actually involved in the assassination.
Did Johnson have reason to believe that John F. Kennedy was going to be assassinated?
Yes.
And this is what everybody knows.
Yes, it is. It sure is. But American people need to know what actually happened during those years.
What did Johnson tell you about the people he believed were responsible for the assassination? He knew who they were?
Yes, he knew who they were, and he also said that I knew who they were. They were the oil people, and the CIA had caused the assassination.
Well, why didn't Lyndon Johnson warn John F. Kennedy? He could have saved his life.
Again, it was his way to the presidency of the United States, too.
You're telling me now Johnson could have prevented this assassination.
Yes, he could.
Today, Madeline Brown lives alone with sad memories. Her son, Stephen, suffering from cancer, passed away when he was only 19. But still, her face brightens at the mention of Johnson's name, no matter what her allegations.
Well, he was always very warm and cordial to all the ladies. He was definitely a ladies' man. But he had such strength about him, and he was totally fascinating.
When these secret government files are finally opened, what do you think we're going to find?
When they open the records in 2029, when they open them, there's not anything going to be
there.
That's
exactly right.
Just
think about this. We're told the Kennedy assassination, we're told, right? Lee Harvey Oswald did it. The government takes the foxes in the chicken coop, people that Kennedy just fired, puts them up on the Warren Commission. They seal all the documents until 2029. By the way, Trump was supposed to open them, and he failed to do that. That was another failed promise. But she said, Lyndon Johnson's mistress said, they're going to find absolutely nothing in those files. I mean, what does it take for people to figure out? I mean, can you imagine you committing a crime, you being set free, and then when you're dead, they're going to put a file out there, and then they'll tell the people history of what just happened concerning that particular assassination after you're dead. And kicking the can down the road. We'll tell you in about 50 years who's responsible for killing Kennedy. Hello? Hello? Folks, we got hour two coming up. I'm going to go over to The Show Goes On. Donald Trump, Giuliani being arrested. Are you people really kidding me? 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates, and the only thing you're hearing about is the individual they want you to...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.